brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, she's on the show. The one, the only, Roseanne Barr. She's an American actress, comedian, writer, television producer, and director. She worked in stand-up comedy until 85 appearance on The Tonight Show, brought her to the limelight. She is most famously known for her role in the ABC hit sitcom Roseanne, which ran for 9 seasons from 88 to 97. Barr won an Emmy and a Golden Globe, a Kids' Choice Award, and 3 American Comedy Awards for her part in the show. And on January 4, 2011, she released her third book titled Roseannearchy, Dispatches from the Nut Farm. And so she's gotten a lot of national attention in the last week. And there she is on the book cover for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, dressed up, I guess, like Che Guevara with an AK-47 with bombs dropping behind her.
No, it's not Che Guevara.
Who is it?
It's all of them. It's every despot in the world, including Rush Limbaugh. That's what the cigar is for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not saying communism's good?
No, I'm for the creation of an entirely new economic system. Entirely new.
Well, Roseanne, you have got the floor. Then tell us what system you'd like to establish.
Well, one that works. I'd like to establish a system that actually is based on solutions to actual problems that exist in the world, rather than the exploitation of those problems for the enrichment of a few.
Okay, tell us, then you've got the floor. Tell us what the problems are and then what some basic solutions are.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the problems are that we don't think, we're not thinking outside of the box, basically, and we need to get out of our mind control program and come up with solutions to problems that exist in the world. Number one, hunger. We have to come up with a way to get the food to the hungry. And if you saw, you know, which is like something that I think about a lot, and, you know, a lot of people smarter than me think about too. And a lot of people smarter and dumber than me don't think about that ever. And, so I just think it's something that we should call attention to. Actual problems of actual human beings instead of systems that don't work and obsolete ways of thinking about things.
Why did you agree to come on this show? Max Kaiser sent us an email over, and then when we were contacted, and I was flattered. Why did you agree to come on this show? I mean, I would imagine you're getting asked on thousands of programs.
I've just listened to you a lot, and I think we have a lot that we agree on, and there's a lot that we don't agree on also. But I really think that Americans and people in the world should start concentrating on things that they do agree with each other on so that we can arrive at solutions a lot faster.
Well,
we don't agree on a lot of things, obviously, but we do on others, so why not?
Sure. Okay, well, then just so my audience can really, because that was my idea today. I wanted to get you on and not just yell at you or disagree. I wanted to say, were you serious about this quote, or what's your true view? I mean, the real Roseanne Barr. But before we do that, because we're going to come to break and come back, and some stations join us then, what are some of the things you disagree with me on? Because I'm curious.
I don't know. Why don't you ask me some questions?
Okay, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment.
Well, you know, we probably agree there. I agree on all of the things that already exist, and I think that the only thing we don't agree on are economics. Isn't that true?
Sure. I mean, if you believe in the right to keep and bear arms and defend yourself.
I have guns. Hell yeah, I have guns, rifles. Hell yes, I do believe. Absolutely believe
that. Okay, well, when a woman starts saying hell yes about guns, I'm starting to find you really attractive right now.
I'm a hell of a shot, I'll tell you that. I've always had a gun. I've always had a rifle because I'm a farmer, you know, besides, you know, I mean, I've always been attracted and love farming since I got enough money to afford a farm, which was when I did the Roseanne show. I've always had
Roseanne, we got to go to break. Long segment coming up. Wow, this is dynamite. Roseanne Barr is on with us, and I learned she's a listener. And Jaron, by the way, is a big fan out there. He's out there bowing down right now, saying he's not worthy. We'll be right back after this quick break with Roseanne Barr. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, not one to shrink away from controversy, Roseanne Barr, who needs no introduction, on Max Kaiser's TV show over the weekend, said, hey, re-education camps for the bankers, if they won't pay more money in taxes if they make over $100 million a year, or off with their heads. And so when we found out she was a listener, and we were excited to get her on, and I was talking to her during the break. She says she even posts our videos and things on her own blog when she agrees with us. So we're going to explore all of that today and find out, is she serious about the things she said, and let her basically elaborate on it. So, Roseanne, one of the biggest stories in the country was your statements. Would you like to expand on those or clarify them?
Well, you know, it's I gave a speech on Mother's Day last year in front of the White House where I announced my candidacy for President of the United States of America as well as Prime Minister of Israel. It's a twofer. And it was based on declaring patriarchal politics obsolete, and I call for the dawn of divine matriarchy to descend to the planet. So that's kind of the context in which I spoke all of those things. But, you know, it's like I said last segment, Alex, I'm for a completely new way of looking at things that is congruent with a whole new century. So I just want to leave everything behind that doesn't work, which is basically everything, and start something new that actually does work and actually has you know, a time limit to when a problem, to when problems can be solved. Like, so I said that within the first year of my presidency that I would legalize marijuana and end all wars, make war illegal, forgive all American debt and student loans. And, you know, I made some big statements. But if I am elected president of these United States, I will guarantee those things within the first 100 days of my presidency.
What about your statement specifically? I mean, we could play them again, but I mean, elaborate on re-education camps, chopping off.
Yes. Well, I was talking about the people, you know, the people, the taxpayers of this country as well, you know, as the citizens of this country, have a right to seek justice for what's been done to them. And people everywhere in every government, all citizenry, demand justice and a system of just laws that they can actually exist under. Am I right?
Yes.
So I was saying that, you know, when an entire country has been fleeced and robbed, there needs to be a different set of kind of justice that doesn't allow for that and that actually punishes the guilty. So my statement was, you know, to explore what is the definition of guilty, and that you know, it means being tried in a court not heavily weighted in your favor as now. Like, none of these bankers are being arrested. And then, and if, you know, like, beside Martha Stewart, who's the only person who's ever been arrested for any kind of, like, insider trading. But, you know, once they're arrested, they would actually be tried in a court of law that they have not bought and paid for. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, pointing out the way things actually work in our country. So, you know, I'm trying to speak about a new definition of guilty, and it's like the worst of the worst of the worst of the guilty, you know, need to pay a price for what they've done.
And specifically, were you serious about people that make a cap of $100 million a year? And
no, total wealth, $100 million. There's absolutely, in my opinion, there's absolutely no idea to... no reason for anybody to be a bigger pig than to own $100 million. It's pig. It's a just a pig culture that allows people to starve in the streets and other people have $100 million. I believe in normalization of economics, absolutely.
What about people like Michael Moore, who I've read is worth around $200 million, constantly lecturing people that capitalism itself is bad? I mean, what do you think of Michael Moore, A, and his statement that capitalism is the problem?
Well, he's a very dear friend of mine, and, you know, in many ways I agree with a lot of what he says, like you, Alex, and in a lot of other ways I don't agree with many of the things that he says, because I'm not just about dogma. I'm for human beings being able to speak to each other, particularly when they don't agree, and come to a solution somewhere in the middle. But, yes, I would take his wealth if it's over $100 million, although I would be more forgiving towards Michael because I know how many people and how many organizations he does support. So, I would make some allowances. I mean, it isn't just, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, like Stalin or anything.
Well, there's always people that make...
I wouldn't take all of Oprah's either, because she does good things. Like, you know, if people were doing good things with over $100 million besides figuring out, sitting in little cubicles and figuring out how to move numbers so that they can steal more money, I would be more forgiving towards them.
My issue is Michael Moore is calling for a middle-class tax increase. Then that money is stolen and paid to bankers and banker bailouts. So when I talk to the classical, you know, mainline left out there, I try to explain to them that big socialist systems actually get financed by the offshore banks because they can then take control of the government and steal that wealth.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And like I say, and people should know, I consider myself left of some and not left of others. So I'm more of a person in the middle, whatever works.
Now, what was this point about re-education camps?
That's for bankers. That's for the guilty, because I wouldn't want to immediately behead the guilty who've stolen like the entire wealth of communities and created poverty and terror within, you know, every community on earth that they've gone to and devalued the currency and then brought brought about food shortages shortly after. Because I'm a compassionate human, I would allow them to, like, actually go and be re-educated. It wouldn't be straight to the guillotine. It would be to the guillotine when they are found guilty and do nothing about it and try to continue. Then they would be beheaded. So I think that, you know, I have it laid out to be as fair as anybody's ever been.
All right, so you're definitely not an anti-death penalty person.
No, I love the death penalty, and I just wish that we would use it against the guilty rather than the innocent. It seems like we rush to kill a lot of people who are, you know, not proven, like Troy Davis. I mean, a lot of people wonder if the guy was innocent or not in a flawed system, but yet Casey Anthony walks free. So I just think that we need to rethink everything so that it makes sense and that it's one rule of law that applies to everyone, whether they're rich or a priest.
Okay, let's take your book cover for a moment. You are dressed up. It looks like Che Guevara with a cigar. And earlier you said, no. The cigar symbolizes...
Right. Go ahead, Alex.
No. Tell us what your book cover means.
Well, I guess that it might, you know, my meaning there might have been lost, but it is about all despots. You'll see, like, you know, there's the Mao in there with the red star and the whole, you know, it's about all male despots that I'm kind of, like, taking over for. Getting rid of them, bringing me on. Roseanne Arkey, if you read the book, is full of solutions to, you know, everyday problems that people face in a comical way.
I never get why, because I see this on the street with some of the anarchists, they dress with communist stars on and call for communism, but call themselves anarchists. And I always wonder why that's the most popular combination. I would think communism is pretty much the opposite. I know they say in the end game of communism, the state withers away, but that never seems to happen. But,
That's true. But in Roseanne Arkey, you know, it would definitely not need to wither away because the state would not even exist.
Roseanne Barr is our guest. Roseanne,
so I just think mothers and grandmothers, Alex, they know how to run neighborhoods, and that's what Roseanne Arkey is about. It's about female intelligence, which is always overlooked, and none of these politicians ever listen to anything that women do. And women are problem solvers, and that's what I'm for, putting women in, you know, in positions of power where they can actually solve problems rather than exploit them to be able to get at women.
Now, would this be a dictatorship of women?
No, just a dictatorship of me. And I would be, you know, I would call myself the titular head of the grandmother's tribunal that would, you know, issue, that would bring in, excuse me, a world of solutions from top to bottom.
Now, where would the guillotines be located?
Probably in the public square, right in front of the White House, I think, is, you know, because, I mean, that's the people's, you know, the center of people's politics, so that's probably the best place, and that's a real nice park there.
How many heads do you think would be chopped off?
You know, not too many. I think that once they knew that there was ultimate justice headed their way, that they would really change their tune, and, you know, I think that people should be forced to share and forced to care. I really do. And
Now, wait a minute, though, because I understand this is feminine, divine goddess stuff that you're offering us.
Yes.
What I'm trying to get at here, though, Roseanne, is Stalin and Mao and all them, they were making people share. But, I mean, how is this going to be different then?
Oh, well, because, it will be smaller groups of people taking care of each other, you know, instead of like one huge monolithic, unbendable bureaucracy that does nothing but rob people.
Sure. Let's shift gears for a moment, if we may, and you can bring up any subject you'd like. This is riveting information. What do you think of Obama and his Wall Street connections? I've never seen stronger ones. You may disagree. And the field of Republican candidates.
I'm thinking of running as a Republican. I'm just telling you that because I think that everything I say isn't that much weirder than the things they say, which was kind of my point. But Obama, I did not vote for Obama, and I knew that Obama got more Wall Street money than anybody ever had gotten before, and that I was really scared because most a large percentage of the money he got came from nuclear power, you know, corporations that have to do with that. So I was horrified by that. And, you know, but I mean, we have to have somebody as our president. And
what do you think of Jesse Ventura?
Myself, because I think I'm better than all of them.
What do you think about Jesse Ventura, or is he bad too?
I love him. Actually, I really love that guy. Do you like him?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, but he hasn't.
Oh.
He has huevos, though, and you're saying this needs to be a woman thing.
No, I would, you know, I will allow males to serve if they have half a brain in their head, and I do think that Jesse Ventura has, you know, more than half of a brain in his head, so I would allow him to actually serve our structure.
Well, that is, thank you.
Because he has a lot of ethics, too. I interviewed him, you know, when I did a radio show also, and, you know, before he got his television show. He's just a great thinker.
He is really a nice guy, and he's more of a libertarian, though. I don't know if he'd like a dictator. But
yeah, but I'm a different kind of a dictator than the ones before. I'm a good dictator.
I understand. The first in history.
Yes, absolutely. The first in history.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. What about Ron Paul? What do you think of Ron Paul?
You know, I kind of, like, again, there's just so many brilliant things that he says and stands for, and I agree with most of it, but I don't, you know, the libertarian thing, I don't know. I don't see any real feminist subtext to any of it, so I'm not.
I just think he's into freedom for everybody.
Huh?
I just think he's into total freedom, period. Just freedom, period.
Yeah, but it's too much freedom for rich people, and I just think, like, you shouldn't have a lot of freedom to rip off. You shouldn't have the right to have the freedom to rip off the wealth of the entire community.
Yeah, but Ron Paul would say they were able to do that because they controlled the government and used that monopoly of force. Now, let's talk about Hank Williams.
I don't disagree. I don't completely disagree with that.
Let's talk about Hank Williams Jr. He the full clip, he said 89% want to fire all of Congress. I don't like any of the Republican candidates. And he went on to compare, he didn't say who was Hitler, but he said Benjamin Netanyahu and Hitler, like Boehner and Obama. Do you think he should have lost his Monday Night Football gig over that?
No. I don't think anybody should, you know, I think we should have freedom of speech. The guy, he made a lot of people mad with that. But, you know, a lot of people need to get mad. A lot of people need to be more offended in this country and wake up. I mean, they've been lulled with their Prozac and their Zoloft into just this complete slack jaw drooling, you know, apathy. So anything that wakes people up and, you know, pisses them off for a minute and gets them their brain reengaged, that's a good thing, I think. I don't agree with what he said, but I understand the spirit in which he said it. Because I've been drunk a lot, too, in my life.
I understand. Let's talk about 9/11 truth. You say you've been a listener for a while, and we know governments staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. And we know that Hitler blew up the Reichstag to set up a police state and go from an elected leader to a dictator. In Germany. So we know governments and corporations stage things to blame it on their enemies throughout history. So I don't think it's crazy to then question the official story of 9/11. It has a lot of holes in it. Roseanne, what did you think the day of 9/11? And since then, what is your view of that tragic event?
Well, you know, I'm for, like, you know, I definitely think we need to keep investigating it until everybody's satisfied that they've heard the truth. So, you know, but I agree with a lot of the stuff that truthers, as they're called, say, and I don't agree with a lot of other things that they say.
What do you agree with? I mean, like, Building 7, we have police saying, get Mac, they're going to blow it up, and then there's bomb blast, and it falls at free fall.
Yeah, I know all that. I mean, I read all the stuff about that, too, and a lot of people always send me, you know, a lot of information that I post on my blog, RoseanneWorld.com, about it. So, you know, I don't know. But I think it's definitely worth a huge look. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Oh, I know. It was a completely synthetic, manufactured event. Our government just gave al-Qaeda control of Libya and gave them thousands of heat-seeking missiles and are already saying they need to invade Libya from the liberators they put in. And then I've got to let the TSA stick their hands down my pants or grab my wife's breast or molest my children, or Al-Qaeda is going to shoot a rocket at me. What's your view of the TSA?
Oh, it drives me out of my mind. But, you know, it just drives me out of my mind. But I don't want to go get I don't want to go through and get the radiation because, I mean, I'm an old woman. So, I mean, I've been radiated so many times, mammograms, teeth, everything. I don't need any more radiation. I don't think any more citizens do either. So I always opt out and inspect you by hand. But, you know, I always kind of think that it's kind of cool that I do that so that people can see it happening to me. So I kind of offer myself and just stand there because I just want Americans to realize that is happening, that they do grope old women and, bring in, wake up and look at it.
Well, I know that I won't fly with my family because of it, and now they're trying to set up domestic checkpoints. They grope everybody from the ankles up to the neck to get into an NFL game.
I know,
now.
And then they tell you, too, they go, now I'm going to use the back of my hand to touch your genital area. I won't use my palm. It's just so friggin' ridiculous that I actually I hate to make light of it, but we kind of have to laugh more. Because I think laughing things to scorn is really powerful. So I always just stand there and everybody, hey, look, there's Roseanne from, or else they think Rosie O'Donnell, and she's getting felt up. I mean, I just think that the more visible we can be, the better.
Now, you've got several websites. You've got RoseanneWorld.com, and you've got some others, too.
Well, I'm on Twitter, The Real Roseanne. But, Alex, let me ask you, who do you think... seriously, who do you think took those towers down?
The military-industrial complex with private corporate rogue networks inside of it used drills to confuse the rest of the government as a cover and staged the events of 9/11, the few real phone calls, not the fake ones that were confirmed to not have been made, but the real air phone calls by the stewardess people. We're reporting gas that was knocking people out. So they got on board, they nerve gassed them, they had the hijackers who were U.S. government agents who we know are training at U.S. military bases to take part in drills. And, you know, James Woods had been a few weeks before on a flight with them doing a hijacking drill. And so they got on board taking part in a national level exercise. They were nerve gassed and remote control flew the aircraft in the buildings.
Dude, why would they do that?
To blame Iraq and launch a war there and get trillions in oil, trillions in weapons sales, to go into Afghanistan, $500 billion a year in opium, have the troops openly grow it, as they now do, and to set up a domestic police state and overturn the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Okay, I think you nailed it.
So you agree we should have a new investigation of 9/11?
Of course. Of course.
What do you like that truthers say? You said some of it you like, some of it you don't.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I just have a broader view like you do, because really what you're saying and what I'm saying is that, you know, power is just being concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. Isn't that what you're really saying?
Yes, the centralization of power.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, like it can't be more than, what, about 50 people?
Yeah, there are less than 20 families that pretty much have stolen the whole planet, and they've got 6,000 superclass, as they call it, that serve them.
I totally agree with you on that. Would you like to, let's name some of those people. What do you think, I call them Monsatan. What do you think of the Monsatan family and what they're doing to food?
Oh, yeah, Monsanto is one of the most wicked companies, probably the most wicked.
Did you know they're a family, a Southern American family?
I did know that it had some founding family roots in it, but Roseanne, this is too much here. You've been gracious with 25, 30 minutes with us, and I know you've got other things coming up. We've got to go to break. I already skipped one. Could we come back and talk about Monsatan?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Because I'm a farmer, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about it with Roseanne Barr on the other side, and then Freeway Ricky Ross, who trafficked drugs to the CIA. He's coming up a little bit after that. We'll obviously have to do some overdrive today with Ricky Ross. It's all coming up. Roseanne Barr is our guest right now. We'll call this the Off With Their Heads episode of the radio show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ricky Ross is already scheduled to be with us. We pushed him back. What a wild show. Ray McGovern, Freeway Ricky Ross, the big CIA drug trafficker, biggest in history. Makes fictional characters like Scarface look like a choir boy. And Roseanne Barr on with us, and to learn that she's been listening to the show for years and that she's into the Second Amendment. Now, Roseanne,
a lot of people confuse me with Rosie O'Donnell, who's also a friend of mine. But she's for gun control. So, you know, she did a big show on it, and they're like, I get a lot of email from people going, I hated when you told Tom Selleck, and I'm like, dude, that was Rosie O'Donnell. I'm poor gun.
Well, you don't look much like her, so I don't know why.
Well, we're both named Rosie, so that's kind of, you know, a lot of people in this country, that's all.
Well, that brings me to my next point, and then I want to get into GMOs with you, and we'll let you go. Hopefully have you back up, because I know you're a busy person. But you just hit the nail on the head there. Half the people in the airport or whatever think that you're Rosie O'Donnell, not Roseanne Barr. So I understand a lot of this is satire,
satire just offers people a different and deeper way to look at things. So it's not like baseless. The things I'm saying are not baseless, even though there's a satirical edge to it, of course. But I mean, these are real things. look at about a different set of justice for the American people and for bankers. We really need to look at that.
Yeah, but here's what I want to tell you. The what? Bankers, if you read Tragedy and Hope, written for the CIA in the 60s, they actually use a form of collectivism to get us dependent and to destroy the middle class so that they can control us. Just like you during the break, you were saying the key is the breadbasket, getting people back on the land, farmers. I agree with
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
Everything these bankers do in their New World Order is about making us dependent. That's what Monsanto is about, where
that's
your
right.
seeds won't generate new seeds. So
absolutely. That's why I moved to Hawaii, where I have a farm now, because that is ground zero of, the University of Hawaii is ground zero for experiments by Monsanto on alfalfa and other things that actually destroy native crops. It is just so horrifying. So horrible that they would be feeding the American people plastic, and we don't even have a choice, and they're arresting people for growing vegetables. And this is not a joke. They're arresting people for growing heirloom seeds and vegetables, nutritious food in the United States of America. Are you kidding me? This is definitely the time that we need to look at who is in charge of what and, get rid of all of the people in Congress and all of government who do not serve the American people. So in that, we totally agree, right, Alex?
Yes, we do agree, and the tyranny is just getting crazier and crazier.
It's completely insane, completely insane. These people are sociopaths. I can't even believe, like you, I can't believe how they have slipped into positions of power where, they're feeding us, I'm serious, they're feeding our kids plastic junk. They're trying to turn us into cyborgs or something.
No, they are.
I don't know.
Wow, you just hit it. The globalists, the social engineers admit, they want us so poisoned, just like Monsanto wants to infect all the major crops so that you don't have a choice anymore, and then you've got to have scientists come in and, quote, fix things with their
right.
patents for the life cycle, just like they have the chemtrails doing weather modification and in Hawaii and other areas. Aluminum's going off the chart. Monsanto's
barium.
Now coming out with a whole – and barium. They're coming out with a whole line of now aluminum-resistant crops so that
right.
you have to buy from Monsanto, and it's the same thing. They're
That's
poisoning
right. what
our...
About this? What about the spraying? What about the chemtrail stuff? I'm spraying barium to kill our food.
Totally
get
true.
Get rid of our food.
Give us your view on chemtrails, geoengineering.
Well, it's just, they're poisoning us and our food, and it's all about that. It's all about that. So like I say, it's the exact same people that are, getting all the power into their hands, all the power for food. Next is privatizing water. I imagine they'll do air after that. I mean, if we don't stand up now and do something together and find a way to agree with people instead of, like, we can't 100% agree, and this is me and you, Alex, we can't 100% agree with everything that each of us believes, but we can 75% agree, and we'd better do it. We'd better find a way. For Tea Partiers and liberals and lefties and whoever, we better come up with a solution and all get together and use it.
Well, expanding on your cyborg comment, just like they want to take over the biosphere and make us dependent on them for food, they admit they want to make us so sick that then only super technology can keep us alive. Patenting.
You know why? But also because of peasant insurance, because bosses take out insurance on their workers, and then they can poison them and get a payoff when they die. People really ought to take a look at how the insurance companies work, to help steal everything from communities in this country, too.
Wow. It did come out that Walmart and others, you think they're hiring that elderly person as a greeter because they care about them, and people say, how sweet. They have actuaries where they hire the most old and most sick. They
right.
know statistically when they're going to die.
That's
and they,
right, and then they get a payoff. And that's exactly why I'm talking about, Rosanarchy, because of the fact that my generation of baby boomer women, we are the guinea pigs for all of those crazy experiments, and now our daughters too, with those Rick Perry forced wart, what do you call them, injections?
Yeah, Gardasil. That was my final question.
They are just using my generation of women as guinea pigs to try to figure out different ways of killing us because they're psychopaths, and then they get a payoff every time one of us dies. They get a payoff.
Well, Roseanne, you're absolutely right, and we have the documents where they put the cancer viruses and the polio shots. They're still doing it. Rick Perry lying and saying it's the law to take the shot when it doesn't even protect you. Guaranteed, Rick Perry will hear about this. What's your message to Rick Perry?
My message is to everyone in power, with very few exceptions. I mean, there's some people, it's a big F you.
Well, I figured that it was part serious, part satire, what was on Max Kaiser. So before I really went after...
I really think that there are people who deserve to, you know, they deserve the ultimate punishment because they're so horrible and so hideous and sitting there living the way they do, taking those payoffs from people, from like making people sick. I mean, you don't think that they deserve that?
No, but I'm just saying the way you talked about it and the cover of the book and the way the media spun it, that's why I wanted to have you here.
Alex, do you agree with me that, like, there should be the ultimate, that these people who are that horrible, that they do deserve just exactly what I said?
Yes. Yeah. Bayer Pharmaceutical was convicted in France, didn't get in trouble anywhere else.
Nazis.
Knowingly, they actually were Nazis, shipping out blood tainted with HIV and hepatitis.
You don't think that those people deserve the guillotine?
No, I think they should, after a jury of their peers, they should be hauled up and then they should be sent to prison. They should be executed.
Well, we totally agree, Ben, and I'm talking about the guilty, the worst of the guilty.
Yeah, but I don't think we re-educate them. You can't re-educate somebody that knows for a decade they're shipping out blood that is a death sentence to little hemophiliacs. I mean, their memos went public. They did it on purpose, and the people that did that should be given the death penalty. Of course they should die.
Well, then we totally agree, don't we?
I mean, you can't let vampires like that run around in the light of day. You got to put.
I do call them vampires. I definitely do, and I say the good thing about vampires is that light. The more light we can bring, the faster they die off.
Well, look, the media did take out of context what you said, and I wanted to find, because I'd seen some things you'd said I agreed with over the years, some that I didn't. I wanted to find out really what you wanted to say. And I really appreciate, Roseanne, you coming on the show, and hopefully we can have you back up from time to time.
I'd love it. I'd love talking to you more, and thanks a lot for having me.
Roseanne,
nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. There goes Roseanne Barr. Wow, that was amazing. And coming up in a moment, we're going to have Free Ricky Ross on with us. Wow. So a listener to the show, and obviously we agree with a lot of things she has to say. We disagree with some, but... that was satire with Max Kaiser, the re-education camp stuff, the people dressed up in Mao outfits. I figured that was satire. We'll be going into the fourth hour today with Freer Ricky Ross, if he can do it. And it's fortuitous that Ricky's on right now because they're trying to put him back in jail for going around and doing radio interviews. He's been told, don't do radio interviews anymore. Don't be politically involved. Don't talk about CIA drug dealing. Don't try to put community organizations together, or we're going to spin that and put you back in prison. So he's facing that after decades in prison. He was the biggest narcotics trafficker in West Coast history. And Gary Webb's Pulitzer Prize winning piece, Dark Alliance, exposed it was for the CIA. And, of course, Gary then was planning to come on my show soon. He had his new book coming out. And they shot him twice in the head and killed him, and it was ruled a suicide. And now Ricky joins us as a free man for now, and along with documentary filmmaker, Showtime film producer of American Drug War that I consulted on, Kevin Booth. And I appreciate Kevin contacting me to let me know this was going on so we could get Ricky on. Ricky, we appreciate you having the courage to come on this radio show today.
Give me the courage when I see people like you do what you do. It gives me the courage to stand up and do what I know that I'm supposed to do.
Well, you do have a lot of courage, and I'm not going to sit here and judge you for a man who saw prohibition of narcotics as a way to make hundreds of millions of dollars as a young person. You've admitted it was wrong today, but the larger crime is the people that made them illegal to create the giant black market. Now, here you are all these years later. Geraldo Rivera goes to Iraq. They admit the troops are growing the opium, giving them the fertilizer and shipping it out. Now they can't hide it. They just admit it. They now admit Sinaloa cartel on the U.S.-Mexico border ships in tens of tons a month for 5 years, totally authorized, and then the ATF ships them guns. Goes back before Obama. they're not getting in trouble. But we're told you're the bad man, and now they're trying to throw you back in the slammer. Tell us what's happening with you, and recap for folks that don't know who you are, your story, sir.
Well, you know, I grew up in South Central. I was illiterate, was trying to do the right thing, you know, just looking for an opportunity. When I was coming up, jobs were rare. You know, Reagan had cut out all the programs that had once existed in my community that my brother had the privilege of getting. So there was no job. So basically what I was doing is just walking around the neighborhood looking for an opportunity. And I went to a guy, and he happened to be a drug dealer. And he told me, you know, what his plan was for me to make money. And I bit into it, and next thing you know, I'm making millions and millions of dollars, sometimes $3 million in one day. And, I mean, I got hooked on it. You know, I didn't know at the time the dangers of drugs. I had never seen anybody hooked on crack. You know, that was the beginning of the crack era. So, you know, I was pretty naive to what was going on.
But that was before the crack zombies. But just to be clear, I've read news reports that it was upwards of 40 or 50 million a day. You're talking about the raw value, but is that incorrect, what I've read in Esquire and places, that you were bringing in 40, 50 million sometimes a day?
Well, this is what I took in. Now, when the people who I sold it to take it and break it down, you know, it accumulates value.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so what happened is that I just got involved. You know, 19 years old when I started, basically looking for an opportunity, and that was the first opportunity that I saw that was valuable for me, and I took that opportunity. I eventually got arrested. The guy that I was getting my drugs from set me up, called me for a buy. I go to the buy, and it's a setup. I wind up going to prison. I wind up doing a total of 20 years in prison. I had a life sentence. I wasn't supposed to be released out of prison, but I wind up winning my appeal. I got released. Now that I'm out, I learned my lesson of the ills of the drug war, of prohibition. And while I was in custody, you know, we're going to trial. The guy who introduced me to drugs testified against me. And then we found out that he was working for not only the DEA, but also the CIA. So he basically didn't do any time in jail. He got caught with, I think, 10 tons of cocaine or something like that there. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but much, much larger than mine, because he sold not only to me, but other guys in other parts of the country as well. So when Gary broke the story and I found out everything that was going on, and then later on the CIA admits that they knew these guys were selling drugs, but they didn't authorize it, I'm like, wow, you know, Rick, maybe you have been duped, because I felt I was a rebel. You know, I thought that I was going against the government, because I felt that the government had been holding me from other good things in life that they wouldn't let me enjoy. So I said, well, maybe this is just one of the things that they're trying to keep away from. Well, after I went to jail, and I said, you know what, man, you got to change your thinking. There's so many young black guys up in here that got caught up in this crack epidemic that, you know, you got to stop this. You know, you influence these guys to sell drugs. So now you got to influence these
guys. And for those that don't know the whole story, you've now been out while you were in, but now while you're out, preaching against drug use and things like that, saying it's not cool, and now they're wanting to throw you back in jail.
Absolutely.
I guess they don't like you cutting in on their profits.
Well, you know, that's what it looks like. That these people, I mean, you know, they don't want me talking to kids. One of the things that I'm going to court this week is they saying that the message that I'm preaching is the wrong message. That I'm encouraging kids to sell drugs. When I tell them, you know, you sell drugs, you're going to do 20 years in prison and you may get a life sentence. They say that's the wrong message. They don't want that message out. So this is his way of silencing me.
That's how they spin it. They say, you're telling kids it's horrible, don't do it. You're killing your people, because I've seen the videos online. Don't ever use them. Stay away from it. Believe it from me. Drug dealers aren't shouldn't be your icons. And the government's saying that teaches them to use drugs. Don't do it. No, they want those little black kids and others in there. They want them on the crack. They want them using that globalist drugs that they're shipping in. And so you've got a lot of courage. You could cower to them. I know, because I've talked to you and I've talked to Kevin about this. You could cower, shut up, and they leave you alone. But instead, you're coming out and telling folks what they're doing to you.
Absolutely. Alex, because I see what you, you know, I mean, you know, when I was in prison, you tried to come down there and talk to me when I was in prison. They wouldn't allow that.
Yes.
And you know, when I see guys like you, who, this doesn't even affect you per se, you know, but you're sticking your neck out. And I'm saying, well, you know what? If he can stick his neck out for me, then I got to stick my neck out for the rest of these kids. But, you know, Alex, now, they don't arrest these guys who get on the radio and rap to the kids who never sold drugs and tell them that they should be selling drugs. That selling drugs is wonderful. Universal puts out, I don't know how many records every day, and it's on the radio over and over again, these kids telling them, telling these kids how much money they make in selling drugs and how wonderful the drug business is, and they got this car and they got this many girls, and it makes the drug dealers, I mean, the drug life seem so wonderful. So when I go out and I tell them that this guy is lying, this guy never sold drugs, this guy's only telling you this to make you buy his records and to follow in his footsteps, and he don't care if you go out and sell drugs and buy his records and buy his clothes and buy the thing, you're going to go to prison. He's never going to go to prison. If he was a real drug dealer, he couldn't say that because they would lock him up, just like they would do me.
Well, that's powerful. So you are speaking out against drugs, and they're like, kids all over America are listening to Ricky Ross. They're not using our products.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. Optics Planet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've got the article linked in red along with the video at InfoWars.com in the featured news section. Targeting the real enemy, Occupy the Federal Reserve. Instead of just demonizing capitalism and all of Wall Street, I'm going to go up to the Fed this Friday, 6 o'clock, and I'm calling on folks to stay there for weeks if need be, rotating in and out to get massive media attention on the private Federal Reserve. Please get that press release and video out to all activists. We need your help, folks. This is key. We're doing it all over the country as well. Now, Ricky Ross, Frio Ricky Ross, of course, you know, one of the icons, you know, out there of East Coast drug dealing, and his case helped expose the CIA West Coast and the whole CIA crack cocaine epidemic, the congressional hearings, all of it. And freewayrick.com is one of his sites where you can find out how to write the judge, where you can let them know that there's media attention on this. But what powerful information he's talking about, that this is what Prodigy, Mobb Deep, and others have talked about. This is what KRS-One has talked about, has been on the show. When you promote a culture of gang fighting and drug dealing, MTV puts you on. But when you speak out against that, even if you're an icon, they try to shut you up. Now, here's Freeway Ricky Ross coming out with street cred and speaking out against this, and they're trying to throw him back in jail. What can we do to keep you out of jail, sir?
Well, I would say if people would contact the judge, if they heard about the things that I've been doing on the street, I got quite a few letters from the school. You know, the kids are telling me that my speak with them was eye-opening and heartfelt. And now they're redirecting their lives. So, you know, when you hear people say that they're refocusing, they're looking at life different, you know, and that's just a wonderful thing to happen. But right now, the best thing that we could do is contact the judge. Hopefully, you know, I've been out of jail almost 3 years now and haven't committed a crime. I've been going speaking for police officers. They have a few police officers in L.A. that have a different way of looking at it now, that they're not looking at incarceration the way that they used to. And they said that it hasn't been working. So they invite me down to speak at some of their seminars and whatnot. So, you know, I've really been, you know, Alex, just educating people and really just talking out against this system.
And that's why they want to put you back in jail. What are you facing, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. I mean, and don't get me wrong, 6 months is no time for me. I did 20 years. I done did 6 months in the hole. So, you know, when they say 6 months in jail, it's not a whole lot of time, but... I feel that it's time that's going to be wasted.
Yeah, but you know they're going to nickel and dime you again. They could do something to you in there. They can keep throwing you back in there over and over again. And listen, I want to talk about this, Fast and Furious. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's been in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, and a few other papers, that in the court documents, the government's coming in and said, yeah, it's true. The Sinaloa drug head of U.S. operations, when he got grabbed by the Mexicans and extradited, the U.S. is admitting, okay, he did work for us, we did give him guns, and he is allowed to ship cocaine in by the ton. I mean, they're constantly being caught. The Marines are ordered to grow the opium in Afghanistan along with the Army, and then they got to put you back in jail when you dealt drugs for the CIA?
Yeah, that's the size of it. That's absolutely the size of it. And like you said, I think that they're more interested in putting me back because they don't want people to see what I see now. And to see things from my eyesight.
Well, it was Kevin Booth really worked to help get you out as well. We're going to break her in a moment. But just in a minute, Kevin, what do you make of this?
Just business as usual. People have a way to make a living. I mean, I'm working on a sequel to American Drug War right now where, you know, I'm not going to name names or get into it. But I've got, people that were actually caught shipping drugs in for cartels. And when they got caught by the U.S. government, got put into shipping the same drugs for the same cartels. But then the Border Patrol agents would bring it across the border.
Yeah, they had Border Patrol agents 100 miles in trying to search my vehicle this weekend. And I said, look, you're drug dealers on video. It's up on the web. I said, you guys deal the drugs. I'm not cutting in on your business. I'm not a cowboy. And they just smiled and said, you can go. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.